Day one. What was it like out there?
It's fun. A lot of energy. It's good to be back playing football. Summer break's always really long. A lot of time away from the competitive feel of football, so it's good to be back.
What do you think are the top priorities? That's always big as you start. What's the goals in the next month?
Yeah, just getting synced up. I think, again, spring ball always feels a little smoother right out the gate because it's only 2 months, postseason. But then fall camp is, four and a half months from spring ball, so it's a much longer break. So just finding, your synchronization with your receivers, everybody moving. But I just think today with all the experienced guys we had, everyone was where they're supposed to be. Now it's just a matter of doing it a little quicker and just syncing everything up.
Anything stand out to you in the passing game and how you guys approach things today?
Yeah, just our O-line, how clean the pocket is, how well we ran the ball today. We don't have pads on, but they're moving dudes. It's no secret, that's the strength of our team, as always, but they look really good up front.
How far ahead is this team compared to previous years in terms of install and compared to other years?
Yeah, we still just take it a week at a time with our install. You still got some young guys that got to learn, so we do it for them. But you can definitely tell these guys are experienced. I mean, the first guys out have been here for all, 2-3 years, whether here or played at other schools. So it's a very experienced offense. You can move a little quicker when you get out there.
Jaron, how's this first day for you different from all the other ones, knowing that you're the established QB1?
Just another year of experience under my belt. That's it. Just a little more confidence. Game's a little slower, a little more understanding of things. So just trying to keep everything simple, as always.
How do you feel about the backup situation? I'm sorry if you've been asked this before.
No, I mean, every guy in the room has been here. All five quarterbacks that we have, they're ready to go. We don't have anybody new. They've all been through the system. So, knock on wood, you only have one quarterback, and that's always a goal. But, I mean, any number of those guys are going to be ready.
We know how many veteran players are on this group, but this coaching staff's been together for a long time, too. Are they completely organized? Is it just kind of a next-level thing?
Yeah, absolutely. You come in day one. They're hitting you up all summer. We're talking, almost daily, weekly. Putting out scripts, talking about what we're going to be doing. So they're very ahead of it. They've all coached for, a lot of years, and they know what they're doing.
You sharing any parenting tips with Kalani?
I need to. Yeah, me and him need to have our little sit down. See if I can give him a reminder or two. It's been a while since he's been through this, but I think his wife's probably got it all figured out. So, I'm happy for them. That's crazy to be doing that. Going through it, having another baby, but he's handling it well. I mean, you wouldn't tell with his focus that they have something that's, extreme going on in their life. But, he loves us. He's here for us. But I know he loves his family. That's why he does it.
Jaron, you have a ton of patience. There's obviously a football game at the end of this road. But what do you enjoy about the build-up to that?
Just all the excitement, the wonder, the curiosity building up. You and your guys talking, the goals you set. That's just some of the fun stuff, just being in the locker room. Seeing all the games up on the wall, just looking forward to every opportunity is probably the best part.
Was there anything in particular you worked on this offseason versus maybe previous ones?
Just fine-tuning all the throwing mechanics, just getting everything dialed in. I feel a lot more confident in my ability just to throw the ball everywhere around the field. Got a lot of people to thank for that. My ability to throw the ball a little better and just be on time.
Sometimes injuries are hard to avoid. What are you going to do to try to stay on the field?
Get the ball out a lot quicker, so understand what's going on. You can prep your body. You can eat right and sleep. There's a lot of things I've focused on, but at the end of the day, if you don't know what's going on, you can't protect yourself. So just mentally being locked in and knowing the game better than anybody else.
Did you put on some weight this offseason?
Not a ton of weight, probably 5 pounds, but I just kind of transformed some of my past weight, obviously. Try to firm up a little bit, get some good weight on me, so I feel pretty good where I'm at right now.
If I understand it, you worked with John Beck for a little bit. What does he works with a lot of quarterbacks.
A lot.
Zach, but what did he help you the most with?
Just syncing up all my mechanics properly, making sure everything's firing at the right time. It's like a step-by-step process when you throw football, and him and his guys are so good at seeing that. And so for the last year now, a little over a year, I've been able to be with them all summer and talk throughout the year during the season and stuff. So he's just great at seeing that. And then also just the mental side of the game, film stuff, talking through defenses, and just a better understanding of the game by itself.
Do you talk to Zach at all?
Yeah, me and Zach, every now and then, when he's in town. But, we're both very busy, kind of doing our thing.
Jaron, are there specific benchmarks you hope to reach during fall camp? Any? Besides just getting better, obviously, anything?
No checklist, no goals for me. I just leave, the sky's the limit. Nothing to kind of look forward to or expect, other than just to be my best and get better every day.
Jaron,
you have a lot of players on this team who aren't fathers, like Kalani. You know, does it change the fraternity when you know one of the guys has a baby and joins the fatherhood fraternity?
Yeah, I just think there's a greater sense of camaraderie amongst the team. BYU's it's unique in that you have a lot of guys from a lot of different places, different walks of life, going through different things. So whenever you add another child into the locker room, I think it just brings everybody closer. Babies are a beautiful thing, you know, seeing the young guys interact with the players' kids, the older guys, it's so fun to get together to see all that. Just gives everybody another reason why we do what we do.
You look forward to seeing, I don't know if you've seen Kalani's baby.
I haven't yet, but yes, absolutely.
Just add to that fraternity.
Absolutely.
What's the role like this year, being a leader, knowing that you're the face of the offense? How's that been different for you?
Luckily we have a lot of leaders on our team, a lot of guys, you know, that I'm with in that leadership role, but just to keep the vibe good. I mean, football is such a long season. The off season's long, but just keeping everybody kind of focused, positive, confident in the ups and the downs. I think that's our strength, is just staying focused, staying humble, and just always making sure we're doing what we need to do.
How do you think some of these newcomers, I mean, with being on a team that's so experienced, how do you think these newcomers are doing after one day?
Yeah, they look good today. I mean, we only have three freshman receivers. Some tight ends, some O-line, but they look good. I mean, it's been a long 4 months. We've had a lot of meetings. We've had more time with coaches. So I think they've had more opportunities than freshmen in the past to kind of get dialed in before fall camp. So they look good today. Obviously, it's a process. Every freshman goes through it, but I'm happy for those guys. They look really good, really excited to be here.
A couple of the newcomers are actually grad transfers with a lot of experience. Chris Brooks, Houston Hemingway. What kind of dynamic do they add to the backfield?
Just more leadership in their roles, more confidence to the team. Anytime you have an experienced guy out there, I think all the guys around them that see them lining up, know they're involved in the play, just breeds confidence. And that, I think that's one of our strengths this season, is just that we have a lot of experience at every position. And so just bringing those two on, you know, in vital roles for us will be huge.
Thanks, Jaren.
Thank you. Guys, have a good day.